Yes, indeed. Hour number two of the program begins with your chance to win a great gift card to Hen House. Do a little shopping. Get out. Get back to the meat counter. Take advantage of some of the great specials, whether it's some seafood like the catfish fillets for $7.99 a pound. Maybe it's the fresh Atlantic salmon fillets, only $7.99 a pound. Maybe you want some steaks. How about USDA Choice ribeye steaks? I'm talking about certified Hereford beef. 12 ounces, just $9 each. Or $12.99 a pound, and you want some ground beef. Ground fresh several times each day, just $3.99 a pound. They got you covered with all of the beer you need, the real beer at the Harry's Brewery. You can go by and say hello to Curtis Siebold, as Peter Yatinik did on his way in. He is at the Hen House at 135th and Metcalf. Our man Bob, the king, that's my Hen House, that's my pharmacy Hen House, where we get our prescriptions filled, where I got my flu shot. Yes, they got you covered with the flu shots as well. We got our flu shot over there several weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Hen House has you covered in so many ways. Curtis Siebold, Seren Petro, the Drake, in for Jed Marshall. We're joined by Todd Lebo and Peter Yates Enoch. Peter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Seren, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I have no complaints. No one would listen if I had any anyway, so what's the point, right?
Right. Well, some, you know, sad things today with Gale Sayers. I was lucky enough to meet him on several occasions. What a wonderful gentleman, and what a tremendous, tremendous, I'm going to say, all-around athlete, not just football player. Great,
yeah,
track
he
man.
Was.
But he was, unfortunately, one night we had a couple cocktails together, and he was the he was right in the middle of the biggest divorce in Illinois history.
Would that be?
That would have been him.
Oh,
he
okay.
Wasn't a happy man that night. We were down at the bowl. What's the bowl game in Memphis back then? Was it the
Liberty Bowl?
Yeah, we were at the Liberty Bowl watching KU play North Carolina State. I believe it was in '73. And Gale was in the midst of that, so he was a little unhappy. But I mean, God, and I hate to bring that up, but I mean, I was just saying, what a great man he was. Though, you know, we always say somebody's great, and we hardly even know him. I didn't know Gale well, but I knew him well enough to know he was a hell of a man, in addition to a football player.
Didn't want to bring that up, but he did. See,
did,
that's what
yeah.
I love about Pete.
Well, it was
yeah.
just a side note.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you got the most expensive divorce in Illinois history,
yeah, well,
you're
that's something.
Noteworthy. That's noteworthy, yeah. But,
that means you had something to give away.
Well, I'll tell you, he was a tremendous man, though, and a great to see him play football was a real treat. I mean, to see yeah. him play at KU. And KU didn't have the best squad in the world. They were good because of him. But, man, what a ball player he was. God.
Yeah. Yeah. He could go.
Yes, he could.
There's no doubt about it.
He could.
And Alex Gordon announcing his retirement today, Pete.
I think he was a tremendous ball player. You know, I mean, I don't think he wasn't Roberto Clemente, and he might have been as good in the field as Roberto Clemente was, but he was a tremendous athlete for this city. Tremendous.
Yeah.
So I'd
yeah.
say no. I Vic from Jazz. Vic got to be is very close with him, and
oh, really?
And I've only met him once, but God, what I mean, you know, 7 Gold Gloves. That yep. ain't chopped liver, man. He was a
3
good
All-Stars.
Ball player. Yeah, absolutely. So he was a Royal Hall of Famer, and he'll be missed. And I think that he will hang around, like you said, and I think he'll do a little good for the club as he gets to be an ambassador.
I think important to note when he wasn't just like the only All-Star, right? Like one of those, well, they got to take somebody.
No. You mean like
he might have been the only All-Star once?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he was going with like Salvi and Hosmer.
Sure.
And, you know. No, he
wasn't the consolation prize. He was the real deal. He was.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
see him make some of those plays that he made just look pretty routine in left field is almost ghastly. I mean, man, I you know, we do remember some of the great Jim. Who was it? Jim Edmonds was a tremendous outfielder. Yeah. Clemente was. We had some tremendous ones out there. I think I'd put him there with quite a few of those guys in the outfield.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, he was as good as he gets.
And Vic tells me he's one of the nicest guys you'll meet. So, I mean, I'll take Vic's word for it. Like I said, I only met him once, but he's a Kansas City fixture. He's here for good. He can't move up. Well, I move up to Nebraska. Well, I move back there. Stay here, man.
Yeah, well, I think he's got houses in both.
He'll sure
probably
he does.
Be back and forth.
Sure he does. Yeah, it's kind of nice to be an idol in Nebraska, too. Huh?
Yeah. I said, if he can make the mortgage.
Yeah, probably, right, you know. Right.
It's always hard to do that.
This is one man that did not fritter away his money. I got a feeling that he's got a couple bucks and he saved them, and he's going to be in good shape as he gets older.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Lebo, anything jump at you from his from the announcement today?
Well, you know, Gordo's kind of reserved guy. He's never been really gregarious, but he got a little emotional at one point when he was talking about finally making the decision, you know. And I know that it's always hard when it gets to the end. You didn't want to ask the question today, but, I mean, looking back at what the mess 2020's been in, would this have just been easier to do this last year, you know? Man, but he loves to play, and Matheny was just telling a story on the regular pregame part here for us that just last week when Alex told him that he was going to retire, told him, and he said, I got to get out here and work on some, you know, shagging some fly balls. He's like, are you kidding me? The kid just told me you're done, and you're going to run out here because you don't think you've been doing a good enough job tracking balls down? That's what Gordo is.
Yeah.
Hard worker.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Absolutely. Just like us when it comes to chumps, right?
Grinder. Yeah, exactly. Always grinding.
Exactly.
Grinding. 913-310-810, the phone number. If somebody drops off, the phone line is open. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready to go.
All right, Todd.
All right.
Where shall we begin?
We have to start with whoever's been on hold the longest, right? And this is something that I know Pete loves. Hello, Dick. It's your turn to stump the chumps.
Hey, do I bat lead off today?
Yes, you do, sir.
And I got a Gale Sayers question today.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's do it.
I got one back for you, too, Dick.
Okay, he was drafted fourth in the 65 draft. Who was drafted number three?
Number three. Which one on 64?
The NFL or AFL?
They drafted the AFL and the NFL. Jack Concannon went in the AFL.
In the NFL,
number three. Jeez.
Probably somebody of note.
Click and get there, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, boy.
Was it like Joe Namath's class or something?
Well, Namath came out in 64, but he obviously got he was signed by the Cardinals.
I'd have no clue on this.
But I mean, but he was higher than three, I think. Man, three. Why is three so important, Dick?
Well, it happened to be a teammate.
Oh.
Butkus.
That'd
Butkus,
be the one.
Butkus. Yeah. Whoever said
Butkus?
Seren, Todd, yeah, Butkus came out the same year, I think.
Yeah,
Dick, are you still there? Is it Dick Butkus?
That's it. Yeah. Right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, ever since the pumpkin last week, I'm not going to venture anything too fast. Tommy Prothrow, my late wife even knew the answer to that one.
Yeah.
Christ.
We should have got that one a little bit quicker.
Oh, I should have been on that one.
913-310-810. Where do we go next?
Doug is up next. Doug, it's your turn to stump the chumps.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I'm glad that one went before because mine is also Gale Sayers, and it starts like this. So Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers went number three and number four overall in the 1965 NFL draft. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, and both made the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So they both made the Hall of Fame. Only one time have three players drafted consecutively in the same draft gone on to be inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
By the same team or just ever?
Just ever. Same draft. Three different teams.
Is this the 89? Or
that's
the Mandrich is in the middle of it, though, right?
Well, one was Aikman, but I think three, four, five all went. Three was Sanders, four was DT, and five was Dion.
That's pretty good.
I think that's it.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
We'll go with the 89 draft, those three.
You got it, gentlemen. Good job.
Red hot.
Thank Seren, you, sir.
That's
appreciate it.
Pretty good right there, buddy.
That's good. Well, Lebo was on
Lebo
it, too.
Lebo, too. Both of you. Yeah.
Should I leave now? I have to push these buttons. I don't know.
No,
you got to make it happen. You got to make the magic, Todd. Are we going to get challenged today?
No,
like,
I don't think so. We're about to lose seven in a row.
We've got Sayers questions today.
Yes.
We've got some more Sayers questions.
Pete's got a whole book of handwritten Gale Sayers questions to come back, but we just can't miss them.
I think we're going for the undefeated. I think we're going for a complete sweep here. Let's see what
we got next. About time.
Detroit Derek is next.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Well,
better than the Lions. I'm sorry, Derek.
Everything's better than the Lions. Hey, can I tell a quick story before my question? I'm going to get right to the question.
If it's quick, yes.
Curtis might like it. My daughter's a freshman now at Raytown High School, made the Jaywalkers dance team, and she told me she wants to get now in the sports broadcast journalism. So Maybe you guys have some word of advice. Well,
good luck. Well, sure as hell isn't the pace she's going for. Yeah.
To switch,
ideas. You said she's a freshman?
Yeah.
She's a freshman, Derek?
Yes, that's correct.
So I would say you've got,
you got 3 years to talk it
you
over.
You got a little over 3 years to change your mind.
Yeah.
That's true.
High upon a hill, so noble.
All right, question time, sirs. You just mentioned the Lions. They've lost their fourth game in a row by leading by more than 10 points. Conversely enough, Matt Stafford is the leader in fourth quarter comeback in the season at 8. He did that in 2016. Somebody else did it in 2016 that had 7 fourth quarter comebacks. Do you know who that quarterback is?
In 16.
16. So would it have been Alex Smith, and that's why he's quizzing us? Would it have been Tom Brady or something? And it's just ironic that Matt Stafford did something better than Tom Brady?
Who else was – I mean, they had to have won at least 7 games, so that's something, right?
Yeah. 16 was – that was the year the Chiefs lost to the Steelers, right?
Correct.
Well, like 11-5. Why would he be asking this?
Drake just said Kaepernick in my ear, but I don't know if they won 7 games in 16, did they? That was his last year. They were not good. Wouldn't have been him.
It's topical.
Oh, it's topical.
It's topical. Well, it's not Lamar Jackson.
Right. Tyrod Taylor wouldn't have done that, would he?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Would have been Tyrod Taylor. Try that.
Sure. That's about as topical as you're going to get.
We're going to try Tyrod Taylor.
According to Pro Football Reference, it was Derek Carr.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds about right.
I got a quick one here, Saran, before we get this guy out of our mind here. Tell us, get us a former Royal to start in the same college backfield with Gale Sayers. That's the easiest question I could
possibly
ask.
It is not the easiest question. Stop.
Even close.
It's easiest question I could ask. And he's still here in town. Former Royal to start in the same college backfield with Gale Sayers.
He's Detroit Derek.
I don't know.
Not Lawrence Larry.
Well, he better get there pretty quick or he's going to be hungry Larry.
He ain't playing today.
Give him a clue.
I'll give you a clue. Okay. He was a pitcher for the Royals. And he was, if you've heard this show at all over the years, he's the best athlete that ever came out of Kansas City.
Okay.
The best all-around athlete.
Is he a double D?
Double D. Double
Tyron
D.
Tyron Lue?
How about an SR? SR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard Pete say this.
He is the best, damn sure the best white athlete ever to come out of this town. I think he's the best athlete.
Well, there's another clue.
Period.
There you go.
He's the best, and he's the best athlete, period, ever to come out of this town.
I still think, again, Detroit Derek.
But Detroit Derek
is Detroit, not going to have a shot
he's
at this.
He's in Detroit,
one.
And he's all around in sports. He knows it. He knows he's good.
But I've been here for 20 years.
Well, you've been here for 60 years, so you're in trouble.
And the question has nothing to do with Derek Carr. It is. I guess it's topical because of Gale Sayers. So,
yeah, that's.
You mean to give him an easier question?
I've got an easier question.
Well, he's probably listening today, and he's going to be embarrassed.
I'll give you an easier question, Derek. We like Derek. You like Detroit, right? So this is the simple one. Who, what famous pitcher was Matthew Stafford, your hero's high school teammate in football?
Yep.
That one's easy. Come and go Clayton Kershaw.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. You're a winner. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
If you want, you can trade your Clayton Kershaw card for a Steve Renko card.
I was going to say, I'm not telling the name. That's right. Steve Renko. Steve Renko, one of the all-time greats.
You can't leave people hanging like that, Pete.
Well, good God. Drafted in 3 different sports, started at KU in basketball. Is he going to be the last guy ever to start at KU in basketball, football, and baseball?
Yes.
Yeah, he is. All Big 8 in baseball. The guy could do it all. He was everything. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's great. It's a good question for Lawrence Larry.
Or Kansas City Kenny or something.
Yes, yeah.
Let's not get him on again. Jesus.
Big 12 Bob.
Yeah.
Now you got something. Big 8.
We got him going.
Eudora Eugene.
Now we're
Mill
working.
Valley Mo.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, but Detroit Derek, maybe a different side of things. All right, 913-3810-810. Let's squeeze one more in here before we break.
All right, let's go to. I should put my glasses on. JJ Rook Rock.
JJ what?
Okay, it's OU Rock. I got the damn cursor in the way. Hello, OU Rock.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Well, I can't see. I didn't have my glasses on, Paul. How you doing?
Yeah, okay, Lebo. Hey, listen, a week ago Monday on the 14th was the 22nd anniversary of the death of Randy Carver, and mm-hmm. I couldn't get in to talk to you last week about it. But anyway, he'd be 47 if he was alive. Anyway, wow. With that in mind, give me the name of the fighter that he was in with in his last fight.
Oh, man.
Louis Firpo?
No.
No,
Ralph knows better than that.
You got a good memory. And I'll tell you what, close counts because it's way out there.
Man, this is tough. This is tough. Saran, you ought to know this, Saran.
I know. I'm trying to think. I remember I was at the fight. I think
what was that?
It was a funny name.
Yeah.
It wasn't like James something or other. I don't have it though.
God, what was it?
The funny name?
It was like Caleb.
It was something. I don't remember. I don't have it.
Caleb Sutton or something? Caleb Sutton? That's what's coming to mind. I'll try it just because it popped in my head. Caleb Sutton, is that it, Rock?
No, but you're in the ballpark, but I couldn't get it. It's Kabari Salam.
That's close enough. Take him to Jazz, and Saran, you can say you almost got it.
I believe in English, Salam translates to Salam.
I got a Randy Carver question for you.
Okay, there you go.
All right, here we go. So
before Pete gives him a question about, you know, San Diego high school football.
All right, Rock's been listening for a long time.
Let me do.
All right, so what was the name of the video TV and video store on Nolan Road where Stephen St. John and Randy Carver used to do the Randy Carver Show? Do you remember this?
Oh no, but I was a caller into that.
Where'd Rock go? You still there?
My questions stink.
I don't know what happened to Rock.
Lose the Rock?
We lose Rock? Mm.
He's still there, but I don't hear him talking. I don't know.
What did you do, Drake?
Drake's hands are up. He didn't do anything.
What'd you do?
What did you do? I'll put him on hold.
Ask him what.
We're going to say it would.
Rock isn't that quiet.
Now he's dropped. There was Roscoe Video right there on Nolan's. We used to go to all the time, setting the remotes up at Roscoe Video. Now it's gone.
I know it.
Nolan Road doesn't look the same anymore.
I've got stories about Roscoe's, but I'm not going to tell them.
Okay, there we go.
So take a break on that note. It's a Stump the Chump Thursday. We're giving away a gift card to Hen House. All you got to do is stump the chumps. Let's go.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. What was the first pitcher Alex Gordon faced in the major leagues?
This is what I looked up for a Stump the Chumps question.
No, you don't even need to look it up. It's like everyone should have it etched in their memory. Bases loaded, comes up there, opening day, Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have another one, but we'll wait for that one if I've got a comeback on Alex Gordon, maybe.
Ooh, you do. Ooh.
Who did he get his first hit off of? No, I just gave it away.
Okay, good to know.
It wasn't that day.
913-3810-810, playing for Hen House, Curtis Siebold at Hen House at 135th. And Metcalf, everything you need to get ready for the fall is there. They have you covered like no one else, my fine friends at Hen House. Thanks to our buddy Bob. He's the store manager there at our home work Hen House at 135th and Metcalf. It's kind of like one of my two home Hen Houses. It's where we go for our pharmacy up there quite a bit. And, of course, if you don't want to cook any dinner tonight, let the delicatessen do the cooking for you. They've got all kinds of dinner options for you. Just swing by and grab whatever you want. Always great dinner specials at your neighborhood Hen House right there in the delicatessen. Of course, all the great lunch meats, all the great party trays. If you're going to have people over to watch the game, go by. They've got all their prepped party trays. They're absolutely fantastic. It's our go-to from where having folks over to go grab the party trays there at your neighborhood Hen House. Delicatessen, 913-3810-810, Seabolt Enoch.
Saw him today, as a matter of fact, sir. I saw Bob today.
What's that?
He's heading to what Harry Carey used to call Crested Butt. He's heading out on vacation.
Oh, good.
Colorado.
Good.
Yeah, he deserves it. Any guy deserves it, it's Bob.
Absolutely. He does a great job.
Oh, he does a fantastic job. And, yeah, Crested Butt, that's where he's heading.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Lebo, where do we go next?
I have my glasses on so I can read. Caleb has a baseball question.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Caleb, are you upset that he made fun of your name a little while ago?
Oh, no, it's all good.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't make fun of his name. How did I make fun of his name?
No, I said it was a funny sounding name.
Was it you? Oh, it was
then,
Todd. Okay.
And then, but then
I'm sorry,
Petro
sir.
Said Caleb, and then you're putting that funny sounding and Caleb are the same. They're not.
Okay. All right. I'm to blame,
guys,
Caleb.
So,
okay.
It's all good. All right, I got an Alex Gordon expired question. So I wanted to look where he was falling on the all-time assist in the outfield. So I looked up, and he's way lower than I thought. But I got – there was two guys that are active that are above him, okay? So he finished with 101 outfield assist. And two other guys that are currently active are above him, and they're kind of surprising. So if you guys can get either one of them, I'll count.
Well, did you listen to hour number one of the program?
Oh, no, I missed it.
You might have an answer coming right here.
Petro's on fire today.
Yeah, we talked about where he ranks in the outfield assists. For the Royals, and since 2010, and he was tops in baseball since 2010. So I'm assuming it's somebody that extends that's older. So I don't have the answer, but I have some places to go. The guys he was in front of Melky Cabrera was one of them. Would Melky be up there, guys?
It's not Melky. I'll tell you, the guy that's right above him never won a gold glove, and it's pretty surprising.
Okay. Well, we're just discussing. We're discussing.
Okay.
So. Don't give away your chance at a
No,
gift
no, no,
card
I won't.
Here. I'm guessing this is someone who played even longer.
They're regular guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe one of them's probably not known for being a great defender. Is one of them the Cubs? Slappy, who's making all that money, used to be with the Cardinals. Where is he now? Cubs.
Hayward?
The Cubs.
Hayward. Not Hayward.
Well, that's making it easier for us to discuss. If every name we discuss, you're going to tell us we're not
right. Shut up.
Who's in the outfield that's been around for a while? Ryan Hunter Braun,
Pence?
Maybe? Hunter Pence? Is he
Hunter Pence
active?
Wouldn't be bad, yeah.
He got released.
Oh, he did.
I mean, he's probably listed as active on Baseball Reference, if that's where this came from.
His face is still active.
All right, what do you think? Hunter Pence, Ryan Braun, he was in the same draft class but came up a lot sooner.
It's pretty good, Braun.
We're going to go Hunter Pence and Ryan Braun in the interest of time.
All right, so wrong. Jay Bruce was actually, he had three more assists than him at number two, and then Nick Markakis at one.
Ah, Nick.
Nick Markakis, that's not fun. I wanted something fun. Nick Markakis isn't fun. It isn't fun at all. All right, there are three players ahead of Alex Gordon in Royals history for home runs, career home runs. Name them.
Okay,
one's
we got
a layup.
George Brett.
Sure.
Oh yeah, sure.
There you go.
Got the tough
and,
one.
And Hal McRae. No. It was the big
You're
guy,
right.
The big DH. What's his name?
Not Hal McRae. You corrected yourself, so I'll let you continue. Yes, this one of the two men. George Brett had 317. Gordon had 190. You're missing the big DH who had 197 and the center fielder who had 194.
Beltran?
No. Nice try.
All right.
Amos Otis would be the center fielder, and Mike's Weenie would be the DH.
I was surprised with how many assists Amos Otis was ahead of Gordo when I saw that on the release.
Turns out he's good.
He had a good arm.
13 years.
He had a great arm.
And people just ran, I guess, stupidly on him.
Well, there were more runners back then.
They didn't
more
value the
too.
Out back in the day the way they do nowadays.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They ran into a number of outs. 913-3-810-810. Who's next, Todd?
Johnny is up next. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, guys.
Johnny,
how many
be good.
Defensive players, well, maybe not today. Okay. How many defensive players have won the NFL MVP?
Is it one, Curtis?
Is it two or one?
It's LT.
At least two. Yeah. Alan Page, I think, won it as well.
Okay, LT, yeah. Alan Page.
At least two.
At least two.
I'd say two is, wouldn't you say that's about it?
Did Aaron Donald win it or
Reggie
no?
White might have.
Yeah.
But that would be it. White, LT. I like Alan Page. I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
So do we want to go two, or do we want to just throw one on and assume we're missing somebody?
Go with two.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, okay. Bump. Stack it up.
Oh, I love how you stand your ground on that one, Pete.
Yeah, you change real fast.
What do you think about four, Pete? Yeah. How you feel?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, the more the merrier. How about five? It's always been a lucky number of mine.
Bite me.
What do we think? Two?
Rough here.
Two or three?
I can only think of two. Let's say two.
We're going to say two.
Well, you guys are making me second guess myself. I just got one, LT, back in 86.
I thought Alan Page was really good.
Page did get it.
Listen, Johnny, I'm going to tell
right
you something.
Here. Alan Page won it in 71.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's not bad, and thank you for the call. You are defeated. It's not bad to question that because Curtis Siebold is a known fat mouth liar.
Yeah. He's done
lies
that.
All the time. So it's not a bad thing to question that. 913-3810-810. Who's next?
Let's go next to George. Hello, George.
Yeah. Name the four Royals outfield. Well, you can only name three. Other than Alex Gordon, who have won gold gloves.
Well, Jermaine Dye did, right?
No, he's not here. No. Remember, that was a big deal. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, did A.O.? Yeah.
Probably. Gosh, we just said he threw everyone out. Did Willie Wilson win one?
That's a good one. Yeah, wow. Did Jeff Francoeur win one here?
In his brief stint?
His 1 year or 2 years here? One good year here?
Beltran, maybe, wow. Drake says. I don't know if Beltran. I'm gonna say
no. I think Beltran kept losing to like Bernie Williams.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say Willie Wilson won one. Can we? I'm putting it on the table here. Willie Wilson.
All right, we'll start with Willie Wilson.
Nope.
What?
You're terrible, Todd.
You ought to see the table.
I'm gonna go to the internet and look that up because I believe Willie Wilson won one.
Amos won. Die won one.
Thank you.
Al Cowan's 1-1.
You know, seriously, Todd.
I thought, for some reason when you said Jermaine Dye, I had Lorenzo Cain in my head. I apologize for that.
Oh, is that what it was?
It was.
Is that what it was?
I'm going to look up Willie Wilson because I think Willie Wilson won a freaking gold glove.
What a disaster you turned out to be.
Hold on a second.
He did, 1980.
Oh!
There you go.
You still hosed me on Jermaine Dye.
Yeah, well, he just said we were done, George.
Well, we weren't going to come back around to Dye, do you think, after you just waved us off?
No, probably not. But I was thinking you were talking about Lorenzo Cain. I'm sorry.
Todd, this is the guy that challenged me last week on KU and TCU in the first televised game.
Oh, don't start this.
No
up.
Way.
No, it was true. Yeah.
No, I don't think
all right, so.
So
what are we gonna do with George?
Blair Kirkhoff,
we'll give him a question. I got a question for him.
Yeah,
right? Okay. So Alex Gordon went 2 in his draft. Other notable players went around him at 1, 4, and 5. And 7. Name me any one of those players.
Well, 1-1 was Upton.
Okay. So maybe two of them.
Jesus. Nice.
Well done.
Name me. We'll let that go because I've got. I'll use.
No, I got you. Ryan Zimmerman was in there.
Yep. Okay. He was at number 4.
That was a good draft.
Good draft for you.
Was in there.
Ryan Braun was number 5, and Troy Tulowitzki was number 7.
Pretty strong.
That was
effort.
A pretty good top of the draft, to say the least. You're a winner.
Yeah,
despite whatever Todd's trying to do to take away your hen house gift card.
You go,
I'm not going to let it
Willie
happen.
Willie Wilson and his gold glove, though, George. Congratulations.
You're a winner, George. 913-810-810. We will take a break. Come back, give you a chance to win a gift card to Hen House. Hen House has you covered with everything you need for this weekend. Great specials back at the meat counter. Seafood as well. It's all right there at your neighborhood Hen House. Go to henhouse.com to see all the specials and find the location nearest you. Well, there's no... Okay. All right. Jed's off today, folks. The drink in for Jed.
Ding.
Ding.
Normally
ding.
Those like, things okay. are the music, and you just come back with them.
There's a song that says
you got to tail the song on the end of it.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. Hey, we press on.
This is only like the 40th time I've done this show.
Only.
It's all brand new.
Yeah, it's all fresh to you. It is a Stump the Chump Thursday. Gift card to Hen House, what we're playing for. Curtis Siebel at the Hen House at 135th and Metcalf. The store that Bob built with his own bare hands. Our buddy Bob, the manager, crafted it all by himself. And you look at how big that store is and think about how much time he must have put into that. The folks there are absolutely fantastic. Thank you to all the Hen House employees who've done such a great job at taking care of all of us in Kansas City with their great, great work during difficult times. We want to say that. And they are there for you today. Go see them at 135th and Metcalf. We'll send you there with a gift card in your pocket if you can stump the chumps. Todd, who's next?
Let's go next to Mike. Mike, it's your turn to stump the chumps.
Member of the Big Eight, what school was also simultaneously in the Big Ten its first few years of existence? Mind you, neither conference had those names.
You mean,
Washington University?
Well, Washington University was in, I believe, the original, when they called it the Western Conference.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that it was like, wouldn't they have been the one closest to Big Ten country?
Yeah,
that probably was, yeah.
You want to try them?
Sure. Try it, Sreen, yeah.
Or and maybe it's Iowa State. I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm just trying to think.
I don't think it's Iowa State. I think, yeah, and it wasn't Iowa. I'm just trying to think of in that squad in the Western Conference, in the Big Six. Of course, it was the Missouri Valley Conference then.
Should we try it? Should we try Washington?
Yeah. Try it. Yeah, what the hell? Why not?
We'll try Washington.
Washington was a founding member, but Iowa was in the Western Conference and the Missouri Valley.
Oh, wow.
Really? Wow.
Who was the first player in D1 history to have a 99-yard run from scrimmage? Credited with such? D1 history, 99-yard run.
Oh, I take it it's going to be an Iowa running back, even though I have very little knowledge of Iowa football.
Well, I'm going to get you off that state, Robin. No, stop right there and head to Nebraska. He was from Nebraska. He was born in Kansas, and he recently passed away. God, can I make it any easier?
There's been four.
He went to school in Kansas.
We've had four questions about
Kansas,
him already today.
Okay, I'll take it, Gale Sayers.
Hey, all right.
Hey, there you go.
99 yards versus the team that thought they had him coming to school there in Nebraska.
Sometimes Pete asks a question you got no hope for, and sometimes he just tells you the answer. He's like a box of chocolates.
I was gonna have him say, "How fast can Seren Petro drive to Iowa City?"
Oh God, are you kidding me?
20 minutes.
Less than an hour. Yeah, about 42 minutes. 42.
I know the path. I don't need the map.
I'll bet you do.
I can tell you that. I know where I'm going. Then again, anyone who's been there knows it's like a right turn in Des Moines, and that's it.
Yeah, just stay straight. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a complicated route. 913-810-810. Who's next?
Ben is next. Hello,
hey,
Ben.
Hey, Jones. How's it going?
Great.
Good, buddy. What do you got for us?
All right, Alex Gordon. We know he wears number 4. Who was the last Royal to wear number 4?
Baroa.
Baroa. Baroa.
Nice job.
And they all knew that one.
I remember asking Gordo, "You want number 4, right?" And Baroa had it. He's like, "Ah." And then they got rid of Baroa. He's like, "All right, I'm 4.
Yeah, yeah. All right, one more real quick.
Steve, go quick.
In 65, the Chiefs drafted Gale Sayers, but he opted for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
What other all-pro NFLer did the Chiefs draft in that draft?
Was that the one they took
Curtis?
Cowboys. Well, they drafted Mike Curtis. They drafted Bob Lilly. They drafted.
Yeah, but that wasn't in 64, though.
64. 65, he's hit it.
65.
Who do you think? You think Mike Curtis?
Yeah,
Pete?
Yeah.
We'll try Mike Curtis.
Good job, Pete. Have a good weekend, guys.
Wow, that's how we finish. That's finishing strong. That's how it's done right there, people. We didn't lose once, did we?
No.
No, we gave away one.
That'll change.
We lost. We did lose. Peter, great work, buddy.
All right, Saran, good to talk to you, buddy.
Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. We will take a break. Blair Kirkhoff coming up next. We'll talk some college sports.
All right, Alex Gordon, one of two Royal players to wear the number 4 in an All-Star game. Who's the other one? Brought to you by Good Sense.